Greg Thompson, President and Chief Executive Officer of White Energy.
Greg, first of all, can you confirm that the White House will have a follow-up meeting on the RFS on Monday?
We cannot confirm. We have heard that most likely the meeting will take place Monday, and I believe that is the intention. Our concern would be whether or not everyone will be well prepared for that meeting, including USDA and other interested parties going forward. But we have heard that the meeting is Monday, but whether that will take place or not remains to be seen.
Is it your expectation that most of the discussion will center on potential cap on RINs and also maybe RVP waiver might also be part of those talks?
Yeah, from everything that we've heard from folks who have been very involved in various organizations like Renewable Fuel Association, we have heard from very good sources that the conversations continue to focus very heavily around RINs and RVP, and also some potential conversations as to the future of both of those. And looks like there may be some potential compromises as we go forward.
Okay, you say that there looks to be. So, how firm would you say that? And what's your expectation if, in fact, they do have this Monday meeting? What do you expect to come from it?
Our expectation is, quite honestly, is that we put politics aside and we drive forward on policies as we go forward. So for us in particular is the RVP, EPA has and science has shown that there's no reason that we should not have E15 year-round. That science from a number of organizations have confirmed that, and that EPA should move forward on RVP. We also fervently believe that the renewable fuel standard is working, that low-carbon fuels are quite important, and that growing both biodiesel and ethanol are an important part of as we go forward, especially with some of the challenges that we're facing from a climate perspective. And then certainly most importantly is how it continues to support both people that work in the ethanol industry, both our rural farmers and agriculture across the U.S. So our expectation is that EPA moves forward. We do not believe that a RIN trade-off relative to RVP is in any way a fair trade. We believe the answer to lowering RIN prices is to have an increase in the amount of ethanol and RINs that are in the marketplace. And that's been substantiated by a number of studies, a number of universities that have come out and said. And quite honestly, it's very simple. It's basic supply and demand. As we increase the number of RINs in the marketplace, the lower the price will come and the greater penetration we can have, and that the markets should play themselves out accordingly from there, which has been well documented as we go forward. So our expectation would be RVP is pushed forward, since that EPA does have a legal basis to do that, and that really RINs, the increase of RINs and increase in E15 to E85 will answer the big concern there is around RIN prices, and the marketplace will lower pricing.
As I'm sure you're aware, there have been some recent studies that have delved into the potential impact of, say, a 10-cent cap on RINs. You look at what that would do to the value of ethanol, also the value of corn when corn prices are already depressed. So as you think about a worst-case scenario where they do lay out a RIN cap of some sort, in what specific ways, Greg, could you tell me about how that impacts your operation?
Well, I think it impacts, we together as an ethanol family certainly look at, the supply and demand. And there's been significant investment that has gone in. There's been recent announcements if you've seen from the Andersons and ICM, as well as lots of other companies that continue to invest in ethanol, both in debottlenecking of their facilities and also building new additional state-of-the-art facilities to supply, obviously a very important part of our fuel. And, with a marketplace where we have a total addressable market that is smaller because of some ill-conceived policy versus what would happen relative to having a marketplace that really drives through the intent of RFS and enhances it, you would see both, I think across the board, you'd see less investment. You'd see a slowdown in production, and you know, would have extremely negative effects both on ethanol companies, and certainly believe that it would have negative effects even more so on those farmers across to grow the 88 plus million acres of corn. We anticipate anywhere from a 20 to 25% lower price on corn, which the current prices could be close to a dollar, decline in corn prices in a market that's already been very heavily depressed and has dramatically impacted corn growers over the last 2 years with a 40%+ decline in net farm income. And so it would have very serious impacts across the heartland, the eastern, and across the Corn Belt as we go forward. So for you know, a president in our mind that wants to support rural America and wants to continue to create jobs, you know, this is a great way to continue as we enhance RFS, for us to continue to invest where we are today, and that investment will continue. If there's substantial changes, then companies will have to look again at that investment thesis and determine what is kind of best going forward with a much different marketplace in front of them.
Greg, you can perhaps offer some unique perspective on all of this, being that you are in Texas and with Ted Cruz putting a hold on Bill Northey's USDA nomination. That was kind of the starting point of where we are today with this talk about changing the renewable fuel standard. So any light that you can shed on what's happening down where you're located and with, you know, big oil essentially, and what Senator Cruz has done, and maybe a perspective different from what we've been hearing from, say, an ethanol facility in the Midwest.
Sure, sure. I mean, I think, you know, we're very unique, being that we are in, we've got two plants in Texas, two very state-of-the-art plants that are there and certainly support the local communities and around livestock, and we've got great access for the export market at the Houston port. So we're very strategically located as far as the export market is concerned and the cattle market, and certainly we're a little more diversified in our business approach. But certainly, because it is very limited, there's very few plants, ethanol plants, that oil does continue to drive. And this isn't all oil companies. I mean, with the recent passing of 45Q, in carbon sequestration, there's a lot of opportunities of ethanol companies working together with oil companies on very interesting projects, very large-scale projects as we go forward and working in collaboration. But, you know, this hasn't been supported by a number of refiners, whether it was Marathon, API, et cetera, have not really supported it. But as you know, Texas is home to, you know, that is going to drive decisions from a political perspective more so than it will in the Midwest. So I think that's the biggest change, is instead of having real strong support at the Senate level, we tend not to, and that support continues, and Senator Cruz continues to support oil, which, as we know, is a subsidized business thanks to the government to some degree at certain oil levels. And, you know, we anticipate that will continue, because that's kind of how it's been, and that's what we anticipate going forward within this current political environment.
Greg, anything else on this that you want to make sure we touch on today?
No, I think the main thing for us, just to kind of reiterate, is that, you know, we believe it's extremely important that we let, you know, the answer for lowering RIN prices is E15, E85, an increase in RINs. We believe that is what will drive is the answer going forward. We think that's a very workable answer. We think that is a very science-based and studied-based position. And so we continue to push, you know, a conversation around that, and then also other conversations around RVP and moving those positions forward that are really kind of based on science and based on studies, and that we look at that versus things that are purely based off of politics and trade-offs. So that's really what we believe is most important as we go forward in this environment.